So, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. So, very exciting. Bezot Hashem, we're going to finish Siman Shinchet today. It's a very long and difficult Siman. And I'm saying the shiur of today is a lot of, it's many topics, small topics. We'll try to do the best to cover as much as we can. It's a lot of later Achroinim topics and. Again, as much as we can. So the Bet Yosef bring an interesting concept in the Seif Membet, I think. Didn't discuss it in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Bet Yosef. So if you paid attention to it, there is a concept that's called Hechen Legoy. There is a Yerushalmi that says En Hechen Legoy. And the question is, what is the meaning of this sentence? It has a couple of nafkaminot, not to our Siman, but in general. So there is a There are two opinions in the Rishonim. The first opinion is that, let's read in the Bet Yosef. לפי שאין הגוי מקצה כלום מדעתו ודעתו על הכל, כמו שאמרו בירושלמי, דיין אכן לגוי. אבל בתלש עצים מן המחובר בשבת אסור לטלטלו. So if the guy used mukze wood, that for a Jew it would have been mukze, and he made it like a kevesh, something to step on it. So since for the guy it's not mukze, it's not going to be mukze for a Jew. That's one way to understand the Yerushalmi. And that seems to be the way that the Bet Yosef accept lahalacha, because he said, Leinan halacha naktinan kedivrei Aran, shehu rav muvak. And that goes against the Kolbo, that the Kolbo opinion that enachen legoy means that we're not talking about mukze. We're talking about something that it's not mukze. Let's say the goy have fruits in his house, and he didn't know that you're going to eat his fruits. Then he came on Shabbat and he gave you the fruits. So don't think that because you didn't have in mind to get fruits from a goy, that's going to be considered like Makze midato, that you didn't have it in mind, so it's considered like a mukze. That's the chiddush enechen legoy, that you don't need achana with a goy. But the Bet Yosef disagree with that. In Betzayut Gimel, it's a machloket rishonim also between the Bala Maor and the Raived. But lemaisa, it seems like the Bet Yosef agree that if there was a mukze, I'm not talking about mukze of mechubar. Mechubar is a different level. If it was mamash mechubar lakarka and then the goy picked it up, that's another sugya. But if it was mukze for the goy and he made something that's not mukze, like a kevesh, that's the case that they're discussing there. If you have a boat and they put a kevesh, like a piece of wood to walk on, so that's en hechen legoy, and it seems like the Bet Yosef is making a maisa. So the next topic is topic that we already mentioned in the beginning of the Siman, and it appears to be in the Bet Yosef here. So just to do a quick chazara, is the din negiya b'mukze. So we mentioned the concept that touching a mukze is not an isur, moving a mukze is the isur. And we saw the machloket if it's like letzorech davar mukze, not letzorech davar mukze. We said we're not accepting that. The whole issue is that if you're not touching, you're allowed to sit on a mukze if it doesn't move it. And even if it's for the purpose of the mukze itself. Another chidushir is that, again, it's in the Gemara in the beginning of the Siman, but the Bet Yosef bring it here. Meaning, again, the Simanim are not exact, so we're just going to do it again. Neficha, if you just blow mukze, that's considered tiltul minatzad, veshinui. So everyone agree with that, and that's the way to go. If you have a mukze mechamat gufo and you want to get rid of it, so you do tiltul b'shinui. It's neficha is one of the shinuyim. Okay, so now the most, I don't know if the most, but the biggest topic of tonight.
Is there any type of mukze that doesn't work on?
What?
Is there any type of mukze that doesn't work on? So you can't
shinui?
Tiltul b'shinui.
The Gemara says that you're not allowed to letzorech davar mukze. There is two types of mukze that we're going to discuss, but it's not our topic now. But there is tiltul mimita la mita. That's considered tiltul min atzad. But letzoch davar amukta, it's asr. Letzoch davar amutar, it's okay. Letzoch davar asur, it's asr. And there is a lower level than this, that it's tiltul begufo. And we're more like here talking about tiltul begufo, that it's mamish a weird way. Tiltul min atzad, then you have chilukim.
When you
can do it, when you can. But we are talking more like shinui, and that's not considered like. It's nothing basically.
It's the tzorach mekomo of this.
But what I'm saying is that tiltul begufo, it's mutar even letzorach davar ha'asur, according to many poskim. But this is not our topic for today. I'm just mentioning that because you said like tiltul min atzad and tiltul kilach al-yad, it's not the same. So for tiltul min atzad, we would be mechalak letzorach davar ha'muktzeh, letzorach davar ha'mutar. But bezrat Hashem, we're going to get there. Now let's discuss din of kadur, a ball, and that's going to lead us to an interesting question of dedicating or creating kli if the purpose is just playing with it. Is that enough to be considered kli? Is that considered kli maase? Is that considered like something that can give Shem kli? And we're going to see that it's not so clear that this is the source to start with, because it's a very vague halakha. We're going to try to dig a little bit and show the opinions. So in Sif Mem Hei, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Asur lischok b'Shabbat v'yom tov b'kadur." So the Shulchan Aruch, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbat. And then the Gemara writes, "V'yesh matirim v'nagu l'akel," based on Tosfot in Betza Yud Gimel. Now, the question is why? And if you looked in the Bet Yosef, the Bet Yosef brings the Agur, and the Agur writes in the name of Shibole Aleket. So the Agur, unfortunately, just took the last piece of the Shibole Aleket, and that's what he had, the Bet Yosef, in front of him. So he brought the Agur and wrote the conclusion of the Shibole Aleket. But these days we have the Shibole Aleket, and we see that the discussion is a lot more complicated than what it looked like. So if you look in the Shibole Aleket in Siman Kuf Kaf Alef, and you have it page number 2, you're going to see that there are many reasonings to bowl, and he said Tam V'Chaser. Tam V'Chaser, I checked, it's like a game that you ask somebody how many nuts you have in your hand, you pick, you say the right thing, you give it back, or... It's like an exchange thing that you're gonna pay me more if you don't guess it, you're gonna pay me how much was in my hand. So there is a problem of maybe mekach umemkar. And then he brings matzati b'shem Rav Rabbi Lezer Mitul da asur lischok b'shabbat b'tam v'chaser uschok shikorim ogamata v'yesh korim oto tamkas me'ad amrinu b'perek b'de b'tza v'rabbi Shimon Kapdia Adade. The problem is the kpeida that you're mechashben, how much you owe me, how much he owes me. So the problem is maybe mekach umemkar. Lachen matzati katuv, en rabbi matir lischok ba'egozim, mishum olu dekala. So we bring another reason here that it makes noise. And we're going to see, b'zrat Hashem, in the future, maybe, that there is an argument if something that makes noise but not noise for the purpose of music, if that is also. So according to that opinion, there might be a reason if you make noise with the game, mashmiya kol. And another reason, ve'od shemishtaber, because maybe a problem where you're going to break the stuff, so it might be causing a problem of shover, breaking, soter. And he argued with that. Ve'eno nireh li. De'bemasechet eruvin besofo muchach de'eno asur lischok ki mishum ha'shvui gumo. The Gemara there discuss women's nashim ha'mesachkot be'egozim. They play with the nuts, and the Gemara said, don't do it on the ground because you might come to straightening the floor. Ha'shvui gumo. It's a problem of choresh. So all of this reasoning has nothing to do with the concept that we just tried to mention, that playing is a problem by itself. So all of this reasoning is like mekach umemkar, mashmiya kol, soter, choresh, and then he bring mi yesh limtzot tzad isur d'dami lemekach umemkar. So that's what he basically mentioned before. V'yesh olu dekala. So he mentioned that again. And then he brings up the end of the paragraph, the end of the tshuva, page number 3, look at the bold part. נראה להוכיח מכאן. He started before that, but he basically discussed the what we were looking for. What are we looking for? We're looking for somebody who's going to say that kadur, a ball, is not a kli. And why would it not consider a kli? So we have the concept in halacha that called bet kibul ha'asui lemalot. What is bet kibul ha'asui lemalot? That you make in a hollow, a halal, but with the intention to fill it. So is that halal? Is this halal is still considered halal even when it's filled up? So it seems to be a machloket Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And if you look in Rashi, there are basically two machlokot there. So they're debating here if to give it Shem Kli or not, and how do we paskim. And then at the end of this paragraph, after he brings the argument, Dechora, about Kadur, Dechora is in the Mishnah in Kelim about Kadur, Kadur ve'emom, between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim. And it seems like Rabbi Lezer, he is the one who said that it's Mekabel Tumah, so he is the one who gives it Shem Kli. And we don't hold Dechora like Rabbi Lezer. But he says, Nir'e le'ochiach mikan, the Torah Kli alav. I would argue, and he says that דעד כאן לא פליגי, אלא לעניין תבילה. אבל כולו מודי, דשם כלי עליו. So the first opinion here says, although for the purpose of תבילה, maybe it's not going to be considered כלי, because the חלל is not considered חלל, but שם כלי doesn't have to be the same level for דיני תומה and for דיני שבת. So this is something that we were looking for. We were looking to somebody to say that plain would give it Shem Kli, although for the dinim of Tumah v'Tahara, it's not.
But doesn't the Gemara equate it to all in a bunch of places?
The Gemara says in the beginning of Kelim Kuf Kaf Gimel, Amud Aleph.
Who brings rise from the Tumah v'Tahara
right.
to...
That's the opinion. That's one opinion in the Gemara, and we discussed that, I think, in the first or the second shiur, that Lemaise, it's not all the time goes together, and for Shabbat purposes, we would be more lenient. It depends how you learn in the answer of the Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ayin Sham, basically.
Okay.
But it might be depend also in the way that the Rishonim explain. He might explain like one way in the Rishonim there. That according to one... So, but you're right, that it's not... The basic level, we would assume that anything that have Shem Kli for Dina Tuma would have
Shabbos
Shem...
Also.
But something that's going to have Shem Kli for Dina Shabbat... would be okay, even though they don't have Shem Kli for Dinei Tumah. It's the din of Machat. That's the question yep. about Machat.
Yes.
Shenital Chora Uktza, and that's the debate there, and we discussed that in length. And it's a good question, but he probably followed one of the approaches that we discussed there. The Mori, Rabbi Yehuda, Achi Sheni, Naru Peresh, Davka Oto Kadur Shenechleku Barab Lez V'Chachamim, Hanir'e Achalal, Chashiv Kli, Aval El HaKadurin, Lo Chashivi, He said, no, all the argument was when the halal is still nir'eh. You can still see the halo. That's why the halal is still considered exist. But our balls, afilu kli lo chashivi, it doesn't consider kli, umachshevet haschok. So now there is two girsaot here that change the whole understanding. It depends if you gores, what do you gores? So I'm going to read it without the tinok. Umachshevet haschok, shechishev lesachek bo, lo meshavi lekli. So if you read it without the tinok, it sounds like the fact that you decided to play with it, that's not enough to give it Shem Kli, because Schok is nothing. So the fact that you decide to do nothing with it wouldn't do anything with it. Schok is nothing. If you read the Tinok, then it's completely changed, because Machshevet HaTinok Shechishev, for Dinei Tumah v'Tahara, we have a concept that Machshevet Tinok is not Machshava. So if this is the case, the problem was that because the baby was playing with it, that's not enough to give Machshava, the same way that a baby cannot give Shem Kli to a piece of wood that you have in your house, because Machshevet Katan is not Machshava. But if a Gadol would do that, would give it Machshava or would play with it, that would give it Shem Kli. So it depends what you gores in this piece of Shibboleh Leket that's going to change the whole understanding of it. Now, He didn't. If he was finishing here, so fine. I would say it's just a machloket girsot. But he doesn't finish here. He continued then and says, Mikol makom, ben sheyesh torat kli alav, ben sheen torat kli alav. And this sentence is very difficult to understand. He said, בין שיש שם כלי עליו, בין שאין שם כלי עליו. If אין שם כלי עליו, I will understand the continuation, but he just said, בין שיש תורת כלי עליו, בין שאין תורת כלי עליו, נראה שאסור לשחק בו ולטלטלו בשבת ויום טוב, שהרי אין צריך בטלטולן, ואפילו לחסות בו פצלוחיתו אינו ראוי, דעה מימיס, על ידי ששוחקים בו, ומתענף בטית ואפר, וכן כדור של עץ, אסור לטלטלה ולשחק בו. So he's basically saying, I don't care if it has שם כלי or don't have שם כלי. It's a טלטול שלו לצורך, and it's also, it's not ראוי לחסות בו כלי. This is like something that bothers me a little bit, because if it has שם כלי, so I don't care, it's כלי. So something here like very difficult to understand.
כלי שמלך תל היתר, it's move שלו לצורך כלל. Right, we learned different days about whether or not that was okay.
So,
I remember the Mishnah wrote that
Yesh Lachmir. But wait, you don't need Tzlochito.
It's an Oroi.
You're saying, if it's an Oroi, why do you need an Oroi Lachasot Al Pi Tzlochito? You're doing a tiltul that it's not Letzorech. Done. You're done. That's it. That it's a tiltul Shelo Letzorech. Every tiltul Shelo Letzorech, it's not Roi Lachasot Al Pi Tzlochito.
Right.
Usually when we ask if it's roil lechasot pitzluchit, it's when we ask if it keeps the shem kli or not, right? That's when we ask if it's roil lechasot. So it might be, and I agree with you that the beginning of the sentence is the main reason that you want to say that en tzarech betiltulan, it's basically tilul shelo letzorech. The second sentence, v'afilu lechasot pitzluchito eno ra'ui,
difficult.
And he said, and also it's dirty. So I don't know what's dirty here mean. Meaning, if it has Shem Kli, I don't care if it's dirty. It has Shem Kli. Now it's dirty, fine. But it doesn't take Shem Kli if it's dirty. It might be referring to Mukzeh Mechamat Mius, but Mukzeh Mechamat Mius we don't hold by. So it's really difficult, the last sentence here. Lemaise the Bet Yosef had the Agur. The Agur just caught the end of it, and it sounds like he understood that it's Osir. So fine, it's Osir. I'm not going to argue. And he brings the Tosfot, and he lemaise machmir at the Shulchan Aruch. But in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't write why. He just said, asur lishok bekadur. Another thing that the Bet Yosef bring at the end of the Bet Yosef, it's the top of page number 4, and that's a midrash that all of us should know. It's a lot of Musar. Matzino b'midrash echad, tur shimona v'mapik tlat me'agarbin demarkoa b'chol aruvat shabah. That's were very rich. ולמה חרב, I'm skipping to the lexicon, ולמה חרב, אמר אבונה, על ידי שהיו משחקים בכדור בשבת. So the חורבן of Tur Shimon was because they were used to play ball in Shabbat. But again, what's the pshat in this midrash? Were they playing ball over Isur Mukce? Or maybe they were over Bitul Torah because there was a drasha and they were playing ball outside and it was a... Or maybe it was tiltul in Reshut Arabim. Maybe they didn't have Eruv and they used to play in Reshut Arabim. So maybe it's a problem of מעביר 400 ברשות הרבים, and that is איסור דאורייתא. The מדרש אחד, and it's also ירושלמי, he doesn't say why. So if you ask me, why would the Bet Yosef Paskin it's אסור? It might be that it's not because of the שיבולי הלקט. He just saw, the מדרש says, it's not appropriate to play ball in Shabbat, so don't take any risk. But it's not that you can learn from here that the Bet Yosef hold that Shem Yishak is not enough to give Shem Mukce. So we're going to see soon the Achronim have a debate how to understand the Shulchan Aruch. But I'm just giving you like introduction that the fact that Shulchan Aruch writes Asur Lishachek Bekadur B'Shabbat, it doesn't necessarily refer to Hilchot Mukze. It might be that there are a couple of reasoning for this issue. Now the Gemara follow the Tosfot in Betzai Yudbet. Tosfot in Betzai Yudbet bring clearly in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not Tosfot, Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim. That it's Mefurash in Tosfot that they had a minhag to play ball on Yom Tov, and they dealing with a different shala. They dealing with a shala mitoch shutar letzorech utar shelo letzorech. So it's shelo letzorech, tzorech tzorech ktzat. So they consider that to be tzorech. Playing it's a tzorech ktzat. So you're allowed to do it in Reshut Arabim. So af al gav delei ka'ela tiul. Tiul in Rishonim many times tiul is like playing. Tiul is not only for a walk, like in modern Hebrew, tiul is to go for a walk. Tiul in Rishonim is more like having fun, like wasting time. Tiul is more like fun, not like a real need. Sometimes fun is real need, but I'm just saying, like, definition of like not something that you really need. So the Bet Yosef doesn't say why he paskin it's asur. He just bring the sources, and lemaisa he said it's asur. So lichor asfaradim should not play ball on Shabbat. And then the Rema writes, "Vesh matirin v'na'agu le'akel." Vesh matirin is Rabbeinu Tam Tosfot v'na'agu le'akel, and there was a minag already to be makel about it. Now, what exactly the Bet Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch hold lemaisa? Can we? If you read the Mishnah Berurah, it seems like the argument between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rema is like the end of the Shibula Leket that you just read, because he explained Asur Lesachek Bekadur because it's Mukze, it's like Mukze Mechamat Gufo. V'yesh Matirim, he said, Efshar Sheta'amam Kivan Sheasui Lekach U'Miyuchad Lezeh Betmidut Lo Sheyach Bo Shem Mukze, because it's Miyuchad for playing, so it gives it Shem Kli. So if you read the Mishnah Berurah, it seems like the machloket between the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch is plain consider shimush that changed the status of the kli, right? So you should know that this pshat, it's not so pashut. The reason that the Mishnah Berurah wrote it is because the Magen Avraham caught the end of the Shibula Leket, and he had the girsa, the machshevet atinok shechishev lesachek bo lo mishavi lekli. So if you hold like this Magen Avraham, and based on the Shibula Leket, the end of Shibula Leket, the Machshevet HaTinok, so it sounds like the problem is with the Machshava. But even the way that the Magen Avraham understood Machshevet HaTinok, he doesn't write the Tinok. The Aliyah Rabbah bring the Tinok. The Magen Avraham just write, look in page number 5. The Magen Avraham Misif Katana in Bet, write, Vasur letaltel kadur. Do you have it in page number 5? The top of page number 5. Vasur letaltel kadur de b'machshavto lo mashvi lekli. The Magen Avraham probably didn't have... He basically have the sources in the Bet Yosef. So he understood that the problem is b'machshavto lo mashvi lekli. And machshavto sounds like even an adult, right? So that's the way that the Shulchan Aruch understood. The problem is machshava is not good enough to give a shem kli. But even with that approach, that machshava even for gadol is not enough, says the Prime Gadim, you know what? But let's look back. We learn in Seifim Kaf Gimel Kaf Bet that machshava is not enough for a rock. But if you're going to do maise, that's going to help. So if I'm going to be doing a maise, I'm going to actually play Erev Shabbat with the ball, maybe it's going to be enough. And so says the Prime Gadim on the Magen Avraham, ואם שיחק בערב שבת מבעוד יום, יש לומר היכן לכך. So even if you accept the Magen Avraham, you still have a way to save yourself and play with it before Shabbat, and that's normally the case when you have a ball in your house, that the kids play with it before Shabbat, and you might play with them also. So you machshavet gadol, so you have a machshava of gadol, so and maaseh of gadol, not only machshava, machshava and maaseh, and machshava and maaseh is the higher level yichud for Shem Kli. But according to this, the chisaron is not the playing. Playing is not chaser. The chisaron is in the ball. The ball is like a rock. The machshava is not enough. So if you're going to do a maise, that's going to take care of it.
Well, the maise you need to do with the rock is you need to do something with the rock.
Right. So you do it. You put it next to the door. You make it...
No, with the rock you need to either wash it off or set it out. I mean, it wasn't enough to just sit on it.
If you actually did the maise, it's also good. Yashav afal pi shelo chashav.
With the rock?
No, Yeshava. No. But a rock, if you did, it's a machloket the Rashba at the end. The Rashba said that for if you did a maise, v'yesh mishomer, you're saying v'yesh omer shetzich she'aseh b'shu maase shel tikun mibod yom.
Yeah.
And if you have yichud leolam, it's good for even for even.
Okay.
So if you're playing with it and you're planning to play with it forever, that's action that it's a higher level. You're right that if it was just like a one-time mice, you're right that it's not enough for a rock. Right.
Yeshub was not enough.
Right. Right. So
the Shibboleth like I've been saying a chiddush in Muktzah and Yichud by Muktzah Machmas Gufo, certain types of books of Machmas Gufo, even Yichud is not good enough. There's no possible way to make it.
According to the Magen Avraham, that's what he said, but it's not pashut in the Shibul al-Kotor.
Right, let's read it to him.
No. He understood that it's like a rock, so just machshava is not good enough. But if you do more than machshava, that's fine. Whatever.
Maybe Mishmael was saying first, this is not a kli, so it's mutzamach maskufo. And then he's saying shulovat tzorach. There's no tzorach at all, so you can't even be miachid for something because there's nothing miachid for.
So that's the second level.
Right.
So you're saying two reasons. You're saying first of all, it's not a kli, and then if it's not a kli, you need an action and more than a regular machshava. But plain is not going to help you. But that's not the way the Magen Avraham understood.
Right.
Fine. We're going to see. The Eliyahu Rabbah is basically arguing with the... And it basically seems to say what you're saying. The Eliyahu Rabbah disagreed with the Magen Avraham. He said that you didn't look in the source. And he said, זה לשון שיבול הלך, דה מחשבת התינוק שחישב לשחק בו לא משאב אל הכלי. מכל מקום, בין יש בו תורת כלי, בין אין בו, אסור לשחוק בו לטלטלו, שהרי אין צורך בטלטלו ואפילו לחסות. So he basically trying to hint that there is two problems, that even if it has Shem Kli or it doesn't have Shem Kli, there is no need for this tiltul. And he doesn't say what's the issue exactly. So you can put it whatever you understood in the Shibul HaLeket. It might be that the problem is Bitul Torah, that Bitul Bet HaMidrash, or like you're saying, the tiltul shelo letzorech. The tiltul shelo letzorech is a little difficult because if you remember what we just read in tiltul shelo letzorech, that people say that you have the widgets. Some people say that this is a tzorech so it's very hard to define what's considered tzorech for this purpose. So even if you're going to say that, you're going to put yourself in trouble. So,
right.
Because then you're going to say that playing with something is not a tzorech. So again, you could say that, but then it's a big chumrah. Because then you can't even take like a kli around the house and just like play with it. So it's a big
chumrah. It's a fidget spinner kli or not?
If you what?
Yeah. If it's a kli, then it would be okay.
But that's the definition. I mean, if that's the only thing that you do with it, so it doesn't have any other shimushim.
Right.
So it's like a ball. You do it for this, but you're...
But this applies to all kinds of...
Toys.
Any kinds of activities, like...
Abne Lego.
I mean...
You have a boyne shala.
Chess, like anything that you
chess?
Do.
Chess? Wait, meforash. Meforash in the post in chess. Chess have a... Yeah, yeah. That's but the Gemara is maker. The minhag in Europe was to be maker, and it's spread out that everyone do that. But that's the source. Sfardim are more machmir about it. But you can find among the Sfardi poskim some are a little maker. But I'm basically giving you the ground why they have room to be maker because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that shimush of plane is not enough. He just said don't play with the ball, and if you understand that the problem is. מעביר 400 ברשות הרבים or ביטול תורה, so if you do it for a need, you need to take a break and you need to relax a little bit, so then it's not the problem of ביטול תורה, so you can still have room to be maker.
If it's mukta, then it's more chamor.
If it's mukta, it's mukta, then you're done. You can't like you can't play with mukta because you want to play with mukta, so. There is an opinion ahead they bring in the Dirshir that if you create the ball just for the purpose of playing, that takes away... But again, if it doesn't have Shem Kli, it's not going to help you. I mean, that's why I want to go through the major...
Yeah, I saw the Dirshir. They were assuming that the case is not that you make a ball for a ball, but they took something that was meant for something else and they used it as a ball.
It's true if you don't see the Shibul HaLeket inside. Because the Shibul HaLeket inside discussed the Kadur Ve'emus that Mamesh was built to... It's not new. Kadur Shel Banot. It's Mefurash in the Gemara that they used to play with the ball. Banot used to play with Kadur. So it was something that they used to create. The question is how... And again, you can still say that it was like a... not an established thing that they used to, maybe the Banot used to do something that wasn't like so chashuv, so it doesn't have Shem Kli, but these days, since it's so common, that by itself is like given it more of a chashivut, and like, but this is not the normal...
I mean, what we were saying earlier is the fact there's no base kibul. That's the shape that...
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The problem is fundamental. Let kibul asui lemalot. Although it might be, and I didn't see anyone who say that bet kibul asui lemalot, the problem is that, and there is an interesting Reb Chaim that we're not going to see inside, but if you want to have fun on Shabbat, should it's page number 8. You have Reb Chaim in Sukkah Bet. What's the pshat in Bet Kibula Asui Lemalot? Bet Kibula Asui Lemalot. What is the pshat in Bet Kibula Asui Lemalot? Is it because it's Asui Lemalot, so it's not considered Bet Kibul anymore? And that's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. But if the Bet Kibul, you have in mind to take it, oh, even like in a couple of years, like Tfilin are Mekabel Tumah, although it's Bet Kibul Asui Lemalot. So what's going on here? So I'm just giving you the question, and you should like, now you have a question, you have a reason to open it on Shabbat, but it's like a mamish classical Reb Chaim, you're going to have Onik Shabbos if you're going to read it. But let's go back to our explanation of the Shulchan Aruch. So we had the Eliyah Rabbah that disagreed with the Magen Avraham, and then the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold like him, that the argument is if it has Shem Kli. And Biur Agra seems to say what I was trying to say in the Shulchan Aruch, that the reason that the Shulchan Aruch was oyster is not because of the Shibula Aleket, it's because of the Yerushalmi. Because the Biur Agra, page number 6, he writes on Asur Lischok, he writes what's the source for the Shulchan Aruch, Yerushalmi, Perek Bed Etanit. So Yerushalmi in Midrash Echa is basically the same source that says Tu Shimon Lamacharav Mivne Shesichku Bekadur B'Shabbat. V'yesh Mekelim, the Gemara that Mekel, he says that the way that the Gemara deal with the Yerushalmi is because the Yerushalmi discuss Motzi Mirshut L'Rshut. So if you do it B'Rshut Yachid, that's fine. So it seems like the Shulchan Aruch that understood that it's Asur, it's not because of Hotza'ah, it may be because of Bitul Bet HaMidrash, not necessarily because of problem of Mukze. He doesn't write that the problem of the Shulchan Aruch was the Agur and the Shibula Aleket. Now, in general, even somebody that doesn't have a problem of Mukze, you should always consider the Shaila of Moshav Letzim that you can find at later on in Siman Shin Lamed Chet, the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's the bottom of page number 6, En sochakim be'egozim ve'lo betapuchim, mishum ha'shvui gumot. So the Gemara in Eruvin, problem of straightening the ground. V'davka al gabe karka, aval al gabe shulchan deleka, it's fine. V'mutar lischok ba'atzamot shekorin chich. Here is your, chich is the chess. אף על פי שמשמיעים קול, even if it's going to make noise, הועיל ואינם מכוונים לשיר, וכל זה בדרך צחוק בעלמה, אבל בשוחק כדי להרוויח, if you want to make money on it, it's awesome. אפילו שוחק בטעם וחסר, דעה וכמקח וממכר, ומכל מקום, אין למחות בנשים קטנים, דמותיו יהיו שוגגים. So it's a problem of... ולשחוק בכדור, אין לאל סימן שלך. Vedin Moshav Letzim, you can see that in Siman Shin Zayin also, about like reading like stuff that is not holy learning, just reading books that has nothing to do with any meaning thing, just Sichat Chulin V'Divrei Cheshek, Kegon Sefer Emanuel, V'chen Sifrei Milchamot, Asur Likro Bahem B'Shabbat, V'Afilu B'Chol Asur Mishum Moshav Letzim, V'Avar Mishum Al Tifnu El Ha'Elilim, and this is the Shulchan Aruch, very machmir again. And the Gemara come to save some people. ונראה לדקדק, עד האסור לקרוא בשיחת חולין וסיפורי מלחמות, I skip to the fourth line. ונראה לדקדק, עד האסור לקרוא בשיחת חולין וסיפורי מלחמות, אנו דווקא הם כתובים בלשון לעז. But if it's in Hebrew, you learn the Hebrew, so you're fine. So again, you can take from it whatever you want, like למעשה, I think the shikul adat should be that if a person do it because he's like he needs some rest and he needs to relax, it's considered tzorech and it's not moshav letzim and it's not. If people just want to waste time instead of learning, so then it is moshav letzim. So, and that has to do with Shabbat and maybe has to do with mukze also. But again, kol echad l'shitato. Minchat Yitzchak also a little bit machmir here. So that's regarding to Kadur. I think that summarizes mostly the three main approaches. Why the Shulchan Aruch said it's Asur? Is it because Machshava, like the Magen Avraham? Is it because even if you're going to do Maisa, it's not going to be good enough because plain is nothing. It doesn't have Shem Kli to begin with. Or that the reason is just the Yerushalmi and the Shulchan Aruch was afraid to pass in its mutter because something bad happened, we don't know exactly why, but don't learn from it that the Shulchan Aruch have an approach about Mishak, that it's not going to create Shem Kli. He might be moider that something that it's not Kadur, it's fine. So the Reb Chaim is homework. And now let's try just to finish the Siman. We have a couple of short topics that I wish I could speak more in length, but we don't have time. So we have the din of Beged Kilayim. I'm skipping the Kilekana HaFar. Beged Kilayim, interesting Chakira. You have a garment that it's shatnez, so you can't wear it. But could you move it? Is it mukta? So he brings a machloket between the Or Zawa and Rabotav. And he said that Rabbeinu Simcha said that Shatnez eno asur letaltel, the Torah kli alav midideav ha-sandal ha-mesumar. Like external isur that sits on top of the kli doesn't take the shem kli. That's basically the chidush in this halacha. It's a little funny because in the Shulchan Aruch, when you read it, the Shulchan Aruch brings it like Yeshomrim Yeshomrim. Yeshosrim letaltel beged shatnez v'yesh matirim. And you read the Mishnah Berurah, he says, I think the first opinion is halacha lemaise, so you shouldn't move it. Halacha lemaise, don't move it. If you remember the ruling that we discussed in the beginning of Rosh Nun Gimel, when you have yesh v'yesh, many Sfarim poskim hold that you hold by the second yesh. Yesh v'yesh, halacha ki yesh batra. So in this case, Sfarim could be a little bit more maker. What?
Kilayim is a masr banah, right?
So?
So you can sit on kilayim, right?
No, you can't. Sure. It's
yeah.
Right. Yeah. But you could argue that you could hang it on the wall, you could... Yeah. It seems like he holds that since it takes the shimush, the normal shimush that gave it Shem Kli, the normal shimush that gave this item Shem Kli is the purpose that it's made for. And the Isu took away that shimush, so it took away the Shem Kli from it. So just like an interesting chakira, it's a very... it has to do, if you... at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of the Siman, he discuss davar shenadar, ben adam shenadar mikikar. If you said that this kikar is asur alai, so you're not allowed to eat it, but other people could eat it, so that's not going to take shem ochel. But if it's asur to all of the world, nobody can eat it. It's mukta. Like tevel is mukta. Nobody can eat it. The next halacha is menifa. It's a little difficult to understand what does it talk about. Menifa in Hebrew is something that you make wind, and that shouldn't be a problem to begin with. The poskim said it seems like the menifa used to basically been made to kill dvorim, to kill bees, and you would have thought that it's klishim lachtor leisu, so fine, so it's klishim lachtor leisu, so you could move it letzorech gufo. So it's not a big chidush, but... if anyone needs to go to Maghreb, I will take 2 more minutes. Mechabdot shel tmarim, brooms, basically, in some ways, in some days, they had mud floor, and using them was involved isur of mashave gumot, so it was also, these days, we have karka merutzefet, so we hold lemaisa that it's mutter, it's not klishim lachtor isur. Another famous machloket here, and that has to do with many things that are you allowed to move its true love? It's true love is something that you watch the stars. What do you call it?
Telescope.
So the argument, lichora, between the Rashba and the Rambam, the Bet Yosef tried to say that Rashba and Rambam argue if you're allowed to learn Shah Chochmot b'Shabbat, if you're just allowed to learn medicine on Shabbat. So the Rambam said no, only Torah, and the Rashba said, why not? You can learn Chochmot. So the Shulchan Aruch combined them, and he said, according to the Rambam that says you're not allowed to learn Chochmot, makes sense that it's going to be Asur B'Tiltul. So that connection is a little hard, because even if it's Asur to learn it, doesn't mean that it's going to be Mukta. Because if you're Mechuyav B'Talmud Torah, I don't know if your wife is not Mechuyavet, so why wouldn't she be able to... So it's a little difficult, and especially these days, if you have a mixed community, that some people follow this, and they could use it, so why would it be mukzeh? Lo garami, you have ra'u la'achil la'kelev, so the fact that your neighbor have a dog, it takes away shem mukzeh. So it's a little difficult. The Beur HaGra also disagree with the connection that the Shulchan Aruch is making here. And even the Shulchan Aruch himself, he just said, ולדעת הרמב״ם יש להסתפק. So he doesn't say, according to the Rambam that says you're not allowed to learn secular studies on Shabbat, it's vaday mukzeh. He just said, maybe it's mukzeh. So there is room to be makel here. Another fascinating machloket, din of measuring time. So we have the in Nun Aleph, מה שמורה השעות שקוראים נרזוליו, בין שהוא של חול, בין שהוא של מין אחר, יש להסתפק עם מותר לדלתלו. ופשוט המנהג לאסור. So, if you read it like without digging to the meaning of it, it sounds like we're discussing the measuring time. And the debate is, could you measure time? And if you can, then it's going to be Kli Shemlachto Leisur, because you're not allowed to do Medida in Shabbat. So then it's Kli Shemlachto Leisur, and you're not allowed to measure in Shabbat. But the poskim, basically, the main poisek that changed the understanding here is the Panim Meirot, the Sha'arei Teshuva, and it seems like that's the source for the Mishnah Berurah also, that he said that if you look in the Bet Yosef and the poskim, it seems like they were, even for the Sha'on Chol, what was discussed here, the source is Sha'on Chol, that the sand clock, that you turn it upside down and it measures like a minute. So you do an action to do the measurements. So this is like a physical thing that goes down and measure. So this is more like you need to do an action and physical action and measure the sand. And based on measuring the sand, it's going to measure the time. So this is more usur. But if you have just a clock that just count spiritual time that doesn't, and you don't need to do anything, that's a lower level measurement. And it's not considered medida that it's usur to do in Shabbat. The Panim Meirot writes that you can even, if you go to the tshuva, it's a little bit more complicated, but it seems like he said that if the watch is already running, and you have, back then they used to have watch that you need to, he said you could do that even in Shabbat. Based on that, some poskim these days, there is kinetic watches, and it's basically even easier, because you even do it like without, and the kinetic watches are basically just keeping it going. If it was not moving before Shabbat and you want to put it on and start it from zero, then it might be similar to the turning upside down the sand clock. But it's if it was running before Shabbat, many poskim would let you.
I thought that was even worse, because it's almost like a tikkun kli.
That's another shayla of Molid HaMeshi. That's also two shaylas. It's two shaylas. It's a shayla of Medida and a shayla of Molid HaMeshi. That's the halacha that I skipped. But it's you're right that there is another shayla about molid, the same way that you're not allowed to put tolad, the worm that creates the silk, under your elbow to make it warm and make it produce more silk. So to some poskim said, maybe you're not allowed to create more movement in the watch, and they were still matir if it was moving before. So lemaise, some poskim are makel with the kinetic watches, and it's okay. Okay, I think that's enough for today. There are a couple of more details at the end of the siman. Mukzeh la'ashirim, mukzeh la'aniyim. Just like the concept, we touched it in the beginning, but the idea is that you go by the bailim of the mukzeh. If ani owns like a piece of fabric that for him it's important, even a rich person that usually does not consider that to be important could move it in his house if he's living there. It's another concept that you go by the bailim, you don't go by the oilam. That's for today. Shkoyach for coming.